From their 1978 EP, Bunch of Five, that was The Flies with Love and a Molotov Cocktail. The 17th in the series of podcasts from Cassettes and Chocolate Milk is devoted almost exclusively to the angry punks and mod revivalists of the late 70s and early 1980s. That means today's podcast features music from the Buzzcocks, the Nips, and the Mystery Guests. I want to start this podcast off by discussing one of the aspects of punk that I find most interesting. How punks set about dismantling popular culture, specifically the popular institution of the love song. The punk movement was generally considered to be at odds with traditional ideas of romance. After all, punk was meant to be a never-ending demonstration of total individual autonomy. Writers have often argued that to be a punk meant that you were in complete control of your rules, beliefs, and emotions, and that meant adopting a snarly, antisocial attitude, if you could ever possibly imagine it. The following bunch of songs convey this anti-romantic sentiment that I really find so alluring. These songs either dismiss love as an institution or else lampoon the silly and meaningless lyrical cliches that appear all too frequently in traditional love songs. But I'm never really quite sure whether these anti-romantic sentiments are simply a defense mechanism, a rouse to reject before being rejected, maybe even an opportunity to lash out at girls who've hurt them in crushes past. It's never really that clear. This is Love Song by The Damned. was the demo of Just Need Myself by The Easy Cure. And as the name of the artist suggests, The Easy Cure was an early incarnation of the band that would become The Cure, interestingly enough. Before Just Need Myself, we heard Nobody to Love from The Nips. As if you weren't impressed enough by Shane McGowan's completely cogent rants about love, you may be impressed to hear that Nobody to Love was produced by Paul Weller, and that Weller himself contributed a good amount of the guitar parts in that song. I know what you listeners are thinking. You're thinking, what about the Buzzcocks? Well, you're right. The 1978 single Ever Fallen in Love is widely considered to be the first punk song about love. Well, the first song that didn't dismiss love as an institution, really. It tells of an awkward yet highly relatable romantic scenario. The song wasn't about total individual autonomy, but it's still punk nevertheless. Perhaps Pete Shelley, the lead singer of the Buzzcocks, said it best when he said that punk was about expressing things in song that wouldn't be talked about. There was language in songs, ooh baby baby, and then there was language of what it was like to be living your life. Punk was about taking away all that pretense and actually saying it like it was and actually being direct and open and honest.
I've got a safety pin stuck in my heart for you, for you. I've got a sentiment stuck in my heart for you, for you. I've got a sentiment stuck in my heart for you, for you. I've got a sentiment stuck in my heart for you, for you. I don't love you for your many reasons, propaganda, doctrines, reasons. All I know is that
The single Safety Pin Stuck in My Heart from Patrick Fitzgerald rounds up my momentary examination of drunk punk love. It's always fascinating to look at the specific aspects of punk, whether it be romance or politics, racism or sexism. You get an impression that it's easy to make out a specific value system because you have these brilliant songs with these caustic lyrics which seem to sum it up all very succinctly. But then it all seems to be at odds with punk ideals of individualism and self-expression. Because of that fact, it may not be possible to come up with a definitive conclusion about punk's attitudes to romance or politics or what have you. But maybe that's the whole point of it, that there were these voices that were previously unheard, singing about matters that were previously unsung. But, you know, who knows really? I'd like to know what you think about this, so please go on to Cassettes and Chocolate Milk and leave me a comment if you please. For something a little bit more dizzy and lighthearted, this is the original Mixed Up Kid from the ambiguously named group Various Artists. I can tell you that this song is so thoroughly endearing for so many reasons. For me, it's the jangly guitars and a real impression of adolescent anxiety. It don't seem like that long ago.
Summer's on the wasteland, lying on our backs and looking at the sky. We could hear the intercity trains and the little children playing close by. Do you remember what I said? Nothing lasts for long. Everything goes wrong. Sleepy and stained afternoons, questions, questions, answers unknown. Bicycles and faded pages, three girls and all. Inside, the first time that I tried,
the original mixed up kid, the original mixed up kid, thinking about those things we said and did, I'm the original mixed up kid,
situations change, I know that. Don't look or act the same anymore. And time can fly before you know it. More years than you've got fingers for. You better stick with fiction books if you're looking for a happy end. We're not even friends.
The original mixed up kid. About those things we said and did. I'm the original mixed up kid.
So long ago, seems like no time.
stars, all you are, it's written on your face. Oh, it's written on your face.
From the seminal Bristol compilation Avon Calling, that was Directors with What You Got. I've recently become really interested in the Bristol punk scene after picking up the 1980 compilation The Bristol Recorder. It was a totally unique compilation for its time in that the kids from Fried Egg Records staged an indie night where a few of their bands performed, including the group, various artists, which I played just before. They recorded the bands that performed on the night and then mixed, pressed and independently distributed the record to shops in and around Bristol and the UK. The record also included a zine which featured really thoughtful articles about Bristol, about matters that, you know, concern the kids, from inner city violence to local bands. They even managed to interview Jeff Travis of Rough Trade and Richard Branson of Virgin in an article discussing the indies versus the majors, which is quite cool. I especially recommend looking up Bristol Archive Records for more information about the Bristol scene. It's a really vast database that seeks to preserve the history and the music and literature of an exciting and vibrant scene that really deserves to be remembered. From Bristol to New York City, this is the Fuzz Tones with Bad News Travels Fast. This track was produced for the purposes of John Peel's Radio 1 show and featured on their rather raucous EP, Out for Kicks, In for Trouble. I don't have much to say about it except that it's tirelessly cool, whatever the decade.
Is one fishy car that's never than us. Wow! Maybe you're just a schoolgirl, but here's a lesson you can use. All the other women say that I'm bad news, but you're not the first.
Horshey from The Milkshakes signals the end for Cassettes and Chocolate Milk Mod Podcast number 17. Thank you so much for taking the time to listen. I hope you've enjoyed the show. If you like what you've heard, please take the time to come back to my blog and leave a word or two, because I'd really appreciate it. But before I go, I will have to introduce you to the mystery guests. Now, very little is known about the mystery guests. Sure, they appeared on the highly recommended, apparently Christian mod compilation Shots in the Dark, but very little else is known about them. But I very randomly and very accidentally discovered an article about the band in a fanzine called Future Days, which was published in autumn 1980. It's a hilarious piece describing the band's awkward antics, how they would masquerade as other bands on the same bill, how they would advertise hoax concerts and release fake publicity. It probably confused and annoyed a good few fans at the time, but it's pretty damn funny in retrospect. Till next week, this is Take a Look at Yourself from The Mystery Guests.